I thought we'd do something really different this morning. I've sort of toyed with this idea, and I've never actually done it before. But I'd like to do something this morning, and I want to set it up by asking you, how many of you have seen the movie Interstellar, Christopher Nolan's movie? Raise your hands up high so I can see and know how much explaining I'll need to do. Okay, good. Truly a great movie. I love it. The interesting thing about the movie is it's based on it's a science fiction movie, and the idea is that there is a blight that is basically killing off all the crops in the world, little by little. And this is the last year for peanuts, and then the last year for okra or whatever. And they're trying to figure out how to get human life off the planet and get them to another planet to live on. That's the premise. And they have two ideas. Number one is they want to get as many of the people who are alive on Earth, off Earth, right now as possible to a place that's habitable. And the other idea is to send 3,200 eggs that have been fertilized to another planet, and that also can be habitable. People can live on it. And is my mic on? It sounds like it's kind of low. Or were you getting me on the camera? Okay. All right. Anyway. What are they going to do? They're going to send 3,200 fertilized human eggs to another planet. And then what's going to happen? How do those people become people, build a society? They don't go into a lot of detail about that. They do say that the first 20 will be raised by basically computers and robots, and then they are going to help launch the others, and it will grow exponentially from there. And I thought, this is kind of interesting because they really didn't get into any theology. They didn't get into any philosophy, sociology. What is going to be imparted to these new human beings who are going on another planet? What's going to be taught to them? What's going to be their way of getting along so that they create a good society, one that works for people and for everyone? So what I thought I would do is ask you all this morning to imagine that we're writing a sequel to Interstellar, and we've got to come up with five words based on your life experience. Imagine you've got a child and you've discovered that you're not going to see that child for a long time, or this is your one opportunity to impart something really important to that child. And you want to give them five words, five single words to live by. What would they be? Somebody think of one and shout it out.
Love.
Love, I heard. Okay, love.
Honesty.
Love. Honesty.
Laughter.
Laughter, okay.
Kindness.
Wait, I don't want to lose laughter. Hope.
Integrity.
Integrity. I heard one over there on my right.
Breathe.
Breathe. Did you say breathe?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Okay, breathe.
Patience.
Health.
Forgiveness.
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 Now remember, we've got to get this down to five. Just thought I would throw that out. Because we got unity, okay.
Cooperation.
Compassion. Yoga. Yoga, I love that. Compassion, okay. I know that everybody at home can't hear what is being shouted out, but I'll call it out. Spiritual?
Music.
Music. Would that tell them what music is, though, I wonder? It might. All right. So now we're going to... Any others?
Give.
Let me read. Goof?
Give.
Goof. Goof is good. Give is better. Okay. Give. Any others?
Togetherness.
Togetherness. All right. Let me read what we've got so far to see if others are covered in any of these. Love, honesty, kindness, laughter, hope, integrity, breathe, patience, health, forgiveness, serenity, unity, cooperations, responsibility, compassion, spiritual, music, give, and togetherness. Maybe.
Maybe.
Did you say patience?
I said patience.
So you're wanting to take, you're cool with taking that off?
Because I think compassion is about patience. That's a big part of
being. Can be. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do pretend we're back in school. Everybody close your eyes, and you're going to raise your hand and vote, and we're going to pick five. Come on, Will, close your eyes. Christy, AJ, close your eyes. Come on. Social embarrassment is tough on everybody. If you think love should be one of the five words, raise your hand. I don't care if it's your birthday, Jessica. Close your eyes. All righty. Love. Okay. Honesty. Close your eyes. Keep your eyes closed. Okay. Kindness. Okay. Laughter. Hope. And by the way, I probably should have said you should only vote for five, so let's all right, let's go with integrity. And if you voted for a bunch earlier, it's okay. Don't stick to five. So I didn't say that to start with. So breathe. All right. Health. Okay. Forgiveness. Serenity. Okay. Unity. Cooperation. Okay. Responsibility. Mm-hmm. Compassion. Okay, spiritual. Y'all don't have to vote just because I'm counting. Just kidding. Music. We have three more. Music. Okay. Give. All right. And togetherness. All right, give me just a second. Y'all can open your eyes. This is so cool. I wanted to see what you guys would say. Interesting. One, two, three, four, five. Good, you've now written my talk. First of all, what is love? All that stuff? Yeah, you know what? We can say that. And I think the writer of the Gospel of John probably got it the closest when he said God is love. When we talk about God being all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present, everything, and simply said God is love, you know, that God is love because in our idealized sense of God, no matter who we are, we want God to love and accept us and appreciate us as we are. Now, in many religions, they want that for themselves, but they want God to be mad and angry at everybody who's not like them. But that's just the truth. Still at the core, God is love in every religion. And what is love? Love is looking for the good in someone and unconditionally accepting them. It is not, I love you because you're hot. And, you know, I can remember this. You know, there was a joke that when I was a high school student that you wanted to find a girl whose father owned a movie theater and a convenience store so you could get free beer and go to the movies. I love you because I get to go to the movies and I get free beer. We get our own needs confused with what love is. Love is that non-judgmental space, which is very hard for us to get to because most of us have not been raised with that. That place of, you know what? You're a mess, but you're still pretty cool. That's love. You're not perfect, but you're still pretty cool. I accept you the way you are, and I look for the good in you. So do you all agree that love is definitely something? Looking for the good and accepting people the way they are in our newly colonized earth too? Yes? All right. Well, the second most highly voted for thing, and it was just not even your hands just went, whoo, is very akin to that one, and that's forgiveness. Forgiveness. Wow. Imagine if when we started our society, one of the core things was forgiveness. Forgiveness is not celebrated in our society. It's something we talk about. It's something that many of us know is the only path to spiritual happiness. It's also the only path to prosperity. There's a reason that Edwin Gaines puts in there that you need to learn to forgive other people, because carrying that baggage, when she wrote The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, you're not going to attract any prosperity to you if you're walking around with this toxic hatred going on in your mind. The word forgive has nothing to do with telling people, I forgive you. You know what? I've decided to forgive my mother. I think I'll call my mother and forgive her. Your mother's going to say, what the heck is wrong with you? I never did anything. You should be grateful for me. Forgiveness is an internal process. And think of it as a vitamin. Think of taking vitamin F every single day. I have my little, every week I count out my supplements, and I have my little B12 squirt that I do in the morning and all this. And I remind myself I need to take vitamin F every single day. Forgiveness is releasing your resentment towards another person. It has nothing to do with saying anything to that person. It's saying, it's over. You hurt me then. I'm continuing to hurt me by continuing to bring it up in my own mind. Therefore, if you intended to hurt me, you're continuing to win by my behavior. I'm not going to do that anymore. It's over. I'm done with you. Vitamin F. We take it every day. So we've got love and forgiveness. So far, so good? All right. The third thing that you all voted for most highly, it was a tie. And I think it's so cool that these two were a tie. Compassion. Compassion. Compassion is not you hurt, therefore I'm going to hurt too. That's codependence. That is not compassion whatsoever. Codependence. Compassion is, you hurt, I see it. I truly get that it hurts for you. And I also know you're going to be okay. There's a wonderful saying in Swahili that I learned when I was in Tanzania, and there's no word that properly translates into English from this word. There's no single word. It takes about a dozen. But the word is poli. Say it. Poli. Just like a pole, like you stick it in the ground, but make the N. That's exactly how it's spelled. Poli. Say it. Poli. Poli means, I get this is an experience you are having, and I have faith that you will move through it well. If you say, my child is sick in this country, we all say, I'm so sorry, like it's our fault. People in Africa think that's crazy. Why would you, and that doesn't help me. Why would you be sorry for something that has nothing to do? Poli. I get this is a situation you're moving through, and I know you have the capacity to move through it well. Poli. That's compassion. That's compassion. That's understanding where somebody is without jumping in the mud with them. Make sense? All right. So in Earth 2, we've got love. We've got forgiveness. We've got compassion. And what tied with compassion? Laughter. Who cares if you've forgiven everybody if you're not having a good time? Who cares where you live if you're not having a good time? I think one of the worst things organized religion has done is tried to tell people that life is supposed to be miserable and unhappy and full of suffering. The Buddha says life is suffering. He's not telling you now go out and suffer. He's telling you you're going to suffer. Now here's how to look at things so that you can actually enjoy your life. I forget when it was, but I was reading a book and it talked about the fact that laughter is not something that is just a reaction to life. It can be just a way of being. How many of you have practiced laughter yoga? We did that here once. We had Patrick Sterenchuk. In fact, today's Patrick's birthday. I noticed on Facebook, happy birthday. He's a laughter yoga instructor. Laughter yoga is getting people to sit and to laugh without a cause. It was started by a man named Dr. Manan Katiri in India. And what he discovered was that he got together with a group of people and they would tell jokes in the morning and they felt good for the rest of the day. But then he discovered once they ran out of their clean jokes and everybody was getting a little familiar with each other, the jokes started turning a little blue, which is okay with some people, but new people were showing up and they're telling dirty jokes in the park. So he decided, what if we just got everybody to laugh without a cause, just got everybody to laugh? And they tested, because he's a doctor, he tested their blood, he tested their serotonin, and it had nothing to do with whether there was a cause or not. We can just laugh. Wally Amos, the founder of the great cookie empire, the famous Amos cookies, said that he made it a goal. He had to laugh twice a day. And if he forgot or it didn't happen, he would laugh in bed out loud. And he would never let himself miss it. So laughter, we have got love, forgiveness, compassion, laughter, and I love the last one, hope. Hope. When my mom had a heart attack, my second day of ministerial school, my mom had a heart attack. She was a heavy smoker and didn't eat well. She had a heart attack. And so I went back to South Carolina and I stayed in the hospital to just be close to her. I slept on the floor and they told us that she had had such a bad heart attack that it had blown out part of her heart, and they couldn't believe she was alive. And I noticed this guy walking through the corridor, and I thought, that's my old fraternity brother from college. And sure enough, he's the head of cardiology, and I had him look at my mom's chart, and he said, I would give her about 15%. That was hard to hear. But the next day, I went into her room and her vitals were better. And I pointed that out to one of the nurses. And one of the nurses said, well, you don't want to get false hope. A little bit later, she seemed like she was really coming around. She was in a coma and it seemed like she might even be waking up. And I'm calling everybody and telling everybody she's getting better. And everybody is again saying, you shouldn't have false hope. Finally, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd had enough. Minister meets medicine. Well, I'd had one day of ministerial school anyway. So I took a piece of paper and all I had was a pen. You ever done that when all you had was a pen, but you want bold letters? So you go back and forth. And I wrote, there is no such thing as false hope. And I taped it to my mother's monitor. The word hope, when you look it up, means a wish coupled with a confident expectation of fulfillment. It is not hope unless you have a confident expectation of fulfillment. Otherwise, it's just a wish. So, in Earth 2, you all are bestowing the new inhabitants with love, laughter, forgiveness, compassion, and hope. Now the real question, how are you doing in all of those areas? Love, laughter, hope, forgiveness, and compassion. Do this with me. Love, laughter, forgiveness, hope, and compassion. One more time. Love, laughter, forgiveness, hope, and compassion. I'm going to give you an assignment. For the next 2 months until the month of October, your assignment is to focus on love. Love. Love is unconditional acceptance and looking for the good. Why do I want you to do it for 2 months? Because we as human beings go, I'm going to learn Spanish and drop 40 pounds and quit smoking and everything, and I'm going to do it all the same time by next week. And it never works. I heard a really interesting story the other day about a young man who was admitted into college, and they allowed him to study anything he wanted at any time. He was totally self-directed, could walk in inside of any class at any time, take any class, take tests. He taught himself to be a concert pianist in college. He is graduating with an engineering degree and an accounting degree, and he taught himself to become fluent in French. And they asked him how to do it, and he said, I finally figured out how to learn. This idea of going to one class for 45 minutes and going to a totally different class for 45 minutes and go, he said, no, what I did was I went to every Spanish class all day, or French class all day. And then the next day, I would go to every French class all day. And he said, I did that for about 3 or 4 weeks. And within weeks, I was fluent. And then I did that with engineering. And I discovered I could do that with engineering. So here's the thing. You know you. You know the stuff you got to work on. You know you got to work on love, laughter, hope, forgiveness, and compassion. For right now, just take love. Right now, through the month of October. And then starting in November and December, we'll do laughter. That's a good time. Don't you think? Okay. Just remember, God is love. You are an expression of God. Therefore, you are love. So anytime you act unloving, you're just not being yourself. Take somebody's hand. Let's close in prayer. Dear God, we give thanks for the innate inspiration in these people that can bestow the future of humanity onto those who would come after us. And I have no doubt that if I did this with a group of people anywhere, we'd get almost the same answers. God, we know that our lives and the world is better when we live from love, laughter, hope, forgiveness, and compassion. Beginning now, we live in love and we celebrate each and every experience. And so it is. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.